You're listening to Rantable. Summer vacation in China comes with homework. That is driving the parents of elementary school students crazy. How has the homework of children become a challenge for parents? Recently, there's a report on one primary school in Shanghai asked its first graders to observe the moon between 7 to 9 o'clock every night for a whole month. And it is a task that an astronomer reckons impossible. So let's talk about all these crazy homework assignments that's been given to kids over summer, and that's actually become a burden for parents.
Yeah, I'll share two simple examples posting online by those parents telling about the challenging homeworks by their kids. And the first one is a primary school in Shanghai. The school asked its first graders to observe the moon between 7 and 9 o'clock every night for a month on end and record their observations. However, according to Tang Haimin, the president of the Shanghai Astronomical Society, he says that the task is less than possible because the moon can't be visible from 7 to 9 at night for half the month. And the other really interesting example is a kindergarten asked its second year kids to complete the entire Secret Garden coloring book for the summer. And the coloring book targeted at grown-ups. They are far from the kids.
Yeah, I definitely would not want to do that coloring book. It sounds a little bit tough, but you know, here's what was said from a teacher at a kindergarten in Tianjin that told the local news reporters, "It doesn't matter if the homework is done beautifully or poorly. The important thing is that the kid tried and that the family is there for the kid." So this is the kind of mentality that we start seeing here, I guess, from these kind of efforts, is that it's not supposed to be, because, you know, Huang Shen said basically, an astronomer said, this is near impossible to do, and you're asking little kids to do it. Like, adults struggled doing this. So why are you doing this? And so the answer I understand is the task isn't meant to be easy. It's almost meant to have them fail in a way, but work in different ways outside of the box, maybe not necessarily always looking, but maybe using the internet and this kind of problem solving of way of doing things that isn't necessarily just doing the instructions, and that it makes the family grow together. But as I understand, for that that Secret Garden book, in that example, the whole family had to help finish this kid's homework. The whole family was involved. And this is luxury. This is time that maybe parents don't always have to give to that extent when they're also working to put bread on the table.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Also, that is the center of so many complaints from students. But you can see with the teacher's explanation from Tianjin saying that, we want to create an opportunity, a time that parents and kids have to work together. Supposedly, that will help learning. That will also enhance the harmony of your family, so to speak. But parents might not see it this way. Parents might think that homework is for the kids to do, and why do you want to involve the parents?
Yeah, I mean, I do remember doing homework with my dad. I'll talk maybe about that experience here in a little bit, but I think I want to voice one of the serious concerns, especially too, among some of these specific Chinese parents that are having to go through this impossible assignment given to their kids. A, they want their kids to not fall behind. So if they feel they can't do this through any means possible, then they're failing their kid. That's stressful. Another concern is that if they can't answer this, in a way they lose face to their kid. Mm-hmm. They lose their, you know, my daddy's my hero. Now suddenly daddy's like, oh my God, I can't do this for you because nobody can do this. Not even the astronomer who's like, oh, I can't see it half through the month. So he can't even help his kid. Everybody's kid's having a meltdown, and so are the parents because they're invested. I don't think this is a way to help your kid. And in fact, I would like to reference quickly that I think the right kind of homework assignments given during the summer should be things I got and what people I guess get in Japan in primary school, where students have the summer to do what is called research with no requirements. It gives kids the liberty to finish a project that they're interested in, display it at school when they come back. I remember we had something similar. They're like, choose a figure in history and do a research project and present it when you come back to school. So I chose Abe Lincoln. I was passionate about this guy. I wanted to know more. And so when I gave that presentation, I rocked it, and it was doable. and I was able to finish it. So I got the satisfaction of learning about somebody I really liked and wanted to know more about, and also finishing what was assigned to me. This could really frustrate a kid that doesn't understand why he can't finish it.
Yeah, I really think Ryan made a good point. Actually, it's a good will for those kindergartens or elementary schools to give the assignments and to make the parents to involve in the education of their children, but they should pay attention to the homework they send out. It should not far beyond the kids' like capability to finish it. Like they do some design food recipes and like making PowerPoint slides and writing like 2,000 words essays. It's too far beyond the kids'
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes I think when it comes to the construction of what kind of homework should be assigned to kids, I think I can understand sometimes teachers want something new and they want something that can challenge the kids a little bit. That's not the usual repetition of writing the same character, rote learning kind of thing. But sometimes these new approaches are way too difficult, like Huang Shan said. And then it becomes a burden to the parents. Yeah. And the part that I don't understand, but Ryan, you did explain to some extent, is that why do parents have to take this into their own hands and feel like they have to perform well? I mean, can't you just let your kid do the thing himself
I don't think there's any parent that wants to see their kid fail. And if they're given an impossible task that they're like, oh my God, I couldn't even do this. That's where
you draw the line.
No, but that's where they know they need to take matters into their own hands, because maybe they think this is justified. That's why I'm saying maybe they don't know it's impossible, but they get it and they know it's hard. So it frustrates both the parent and the kid. They feel like they're failing, okay? And the parent's feeling like they're failing the kid, which is really awful. But in which case, you know, I've always thought if I have a kid, it's going to be the return of Ryan's homework days. And all of a sudden, the math I thought I'd never want to see again in my life pops up. And I'm like, no, you're back. It's like, hey, help your kid with this math problem you always had problems with. I'm like, oh, no. That frustration would be hard for me. And sometimes I won't always have the answer. But I do think a valuable life lesson is teaching your kids that, hey, it's sometimes okay to ask for help, and me as a parent maybe asking somebody else for help and answering some stuff I couldn't figure out.
Yes, and also I've just found the perfect solution for you, Ryan, in that case scenario. That is, your wife should be very good at math.
I hope so.
Yes. So that's one of the criteria that that you could keep in mind in searching for the significant other.
Yeah.
You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye, everybody.